He deserves to be in number 10. He took his place on the world stage last week with such dignity and honour. I was so proud of him. And I'm so proud of the fact that I think if anyone can take our place on the world stage as Prime Minister, Keir can, in the most difficult time we've got.
I presume you had a phone call from him.
Listen, the man's got to run a country. Oh, he texted me and I'm glad.
Didn't he actually phone you?
He needs to get on with running the country. I don't disagree with that. I wanted him to get on with running the country.
No, Ian, don't do that.
Please don't. I'm full of admiration
for
him.
Well, if you're not offended, then I'm not. Why should I be? But
please don't be. Please don't. There are bigger things than individuals. There really are. This was about getting a Labour government. I couldn't be prouder of having served Keir in three different roles and helped get him into number 10. I honestly couldn't be prouder.
But surely, I mean, I don't know if you've even had time to think about what you want to do in the future.
I have.
But if, haven't you?
Oh,
had?
Yes, I have. Why do you think I'm here, Ian? It's not just for the cat food.
Because if I'd been him, you and John Ashworth would have been my first two calls. Because I'd want, and I'm pretty sure, I haven't spoken to John, we've had a WhatsApp exchange, but I'm pretty sure that he wants to come back in a by-election. And I mean, if I'd been Keir, I would say, look, do you want to go to the Lords and you can, well, you can be a minister, blah, 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 but it's your choice.
I'm ready to move into new territory. I don't yet know what that will be. I'm exploring all sorts of exciting possibilities. I definitely don't want to tread on Lisa and Andy's toes, so I'm sure we'll do an absolutely brilliant job. She's got to lead it in her own way, that